That's the Better Than Best Good Day program. Thursday, 9/29/11. Jennifer Horn is here with me and you. And the discussions of the day, the events of the day, people are talking about this person and that person. It's kind of cool. There are a number of things that have developed, as you might expect, Jennifer.
Breaking news.
Last we spoke.
Yes.
The disturbing opening of the Michael Jackson trial and some of the audio that's been introduced as evidence.
I am so freaked out by everything going on there.
It is very freaky. The pictures of him when he was dead on the gurney. And then listening to him.
His voice.
Oh, that voice, yeah. Michael,
do
you have any...
He had a deep voice. If you didn't know that, he actually was putting on that, "Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, I like bubbles." That was a put-on.
I don't think that's true.
His family acknowledged that he had a deep voice.
Yeah. When I listened or talked to him on the train that time we were riding down to that event in England, he had the same voice, and he was only with... There were only four people in the... This was the Queen's train. We were sitting in a coach part of the train, and the acoustics were normal. And when he spoke, he sounded like he normally sounded, at least to me, anyway. Excuse me. I never thought he had an extraordinarily high or low voice.
Mm-hmm.
He had kind of a normal.
Soft, I guess.
Yeah, right. So... What did the family said? What they said it was a put on. What did they say?
Well, they put on this tape. Conrad Murray had taped him in May of the year that he died.
Yeah.
And he was so on drugs that he was mumbling, and
right.
It didn't even sound like him. And the court said, "How do we even know this is Michael Jackson? It doesn't sound like him." And his family acknowledged that was his voice.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
but they acknowledged it then. They didn't say that he always had a low voice.
They acknowledged that he had a lower voice than he used in public.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't get that out of it, but then I don't listen to any. So how outrageous is that?
Very strange.
Well, but he was a strange guy.
Sick guy. And, you know, how sad, because he's...
mentally or physically... Both?
Maybe a little both, yeah.
Mm. Well, the amount of attention that people get like that has to have some impact on their whole overall outlook on life in general. Really, it does. We all know what things happen to us as we either feel like we fit or we don't. Our persona.
Yeah, I don't think he ever felt like he fit, which is a really sad thing. And that's probably what led him to all the drug use, other than his physical pain.
Yeah. All right, speaking of abuse, you have the audio of what he said. Do you want to play that again?
Yeah, I'm getting it right now. I'll have it in a second here. But
okay.
It's Jen's right. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's here you go. So,
you just found it?
I'm just opening it up now, but it does not sound like any Michael Jackson
on May 10th, 2009.
When people leave the show, when people leave my show, I want to say, I've never seen nothing like this in my life.
Could be any number of things.
No, I've never seen nothing like this.
I've never seen nothing like this before.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Man, this guy's been so raked over the coals in so many different ways. It's pretty disrespectful, actually.
Really?
I think it is. I mean, whatever he did, people say, well, he did it to himself. Yeah, okay, maybe he did. But what is there about this kind of bizarre behavior that gets so many people so intrigued? Sort of stuff that goes on with people.
That audio, hearing him so high, made me so upset to my stomach. I felt bad for him. I felt bad for his family and his kids. I mean, he was on a lot of drugs, and he was still talking about wanting to put on, hard to understand, but he's talking about wanting to put on the best show ever and have people talk about it and want to come and say that was amazing. So he was still, I mean, that was his focus, was to put on this great show. Obviously, he's a great showman and a great talent. But it just kind of it rings with you thinking, what did he face in his personal life? What were those demons? What made him have to be like that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The trial is in its third, or has entered its third day, finished its third day today. There are, I guess, bodyguards who are going to testify. I'm looking through some of the things that happened in court yesterday. At pictures of his bedroom on the day he died. This is, by the way, an involuntary manslaughter trial. If you're wondering what the actual charge is against Conrad Murray, it's involuntary manslaughter. Some of the other, that would be the OJ. Wasn't that the case? Wasn't that what they got him? It's not a civil thing, but it seems there's criminal charges and there's civil charges.
These are criminal charges.
These are criminal charges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I can't see why they can put criminal charges up against him morally and ethically. And should he be disbarred from the profession of medicine? Yeah. But how can you put him in jail for this?
Mm.
Other than the fact that he was talking to a cocktail waitress while he was administering propofol, but, you know.
Right, yeah. It's just weird. The whole thing is, and how these people that have so much money live their lives, it's almost beyond comprehension, and it's almost beyond, maybe that's why so many people are fascinated with it, because the influence of money and power and that sort of thing so corrupts people. You know, not to necessarily make a tie-in. Well, yeah, I am making a tie-in. There are a lot of people who become very concerned about the amount of money that's going into the political system and how corrupt it has become. Corruption comes from excessive money being used inappropriately. That's where corruption starts. And it's on any level. It can be, you know as well as I do, what's happened in some of these churches that have been run by these people that brought in millions and millions of dollars just for their own edification, and how the corruptness brought them down. The hope is that as we distinguish and identify and understand corruption, that we do something about it, whether it's the political system, whether it's the medical system. You can see, and I think deep down, all of this class warfare that's going on in our country, the haves, the have-nots, do we tax millionaires more or less, it isn't really out of people understanding what the sort of nuance of each individual issue is. It is about people who have had money, who have abused it, and people who are on the lower end. You know, you can have a lot of money. I have plenty of friends that have tons of dough, and you might not even know it because they don't show it, they don't carry it, they don't wear it. If you decide you want to be, you want to demonstrate your wealth, that's fine. But what does it do to your ego, to your sense of self, to how you are with other people? That's the real corruption here, I think. I think that corruption of the soul, of the individual, takes place under these circumstances, and it changes your whole MO. And people who aren't, I don't want to say sophisticated, but if they aren't really into the deepness of whatever these thoughts are, they see on the surface, this guy is a jerk. And that's where the public opinion. I mean, if you look at the, I was just looking at the, let me flip back a page here, to where the various services every day list the 10 most watched. And you say, Richie, I think this changes all the time. The trends, like.
It changes every couple minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well, here, Demi Moore.
You hit refresh and it'll change.
Right. Demi Moore. Alyssa Milano, Saggy Pants Ban, Jessica Simpson, Ashton Kutcher, immigration laws. These are the things in the top trend, the top 10 trends.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, because they are apparently splitting up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the latest gossip that he might have cheated again, and so they're
again? Split. He cheated before?
Well, allegedly, there was a scandal about a year ago where he was with some 21, 22-year-old woman, and she had text messages from him, and she was in his home.
Oh,
and
I guess
that
I remember.
Kind of
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not. But would we pay attention to it if they weren't all loaded with dough? Ashton Kutcher makes $1 million a week on that show.
I don't know if it's that they're loaded with dough so much. It's the fact that they're in the public eye. That leads to
but
being loaded.
But what brought
with
them
dough
to the public eye? What they do for a living and the amount of money that they make, right?
And luck and a good agent.
I don't know. But you see what I'm saying, though? Does what I say make any sense? Is there any trend? The truth, as it appears, we all see it differently. But is there any trace in here, a trace element of truth to what I'm saying, Jennifer, do you think? Where'd Jennifer go?
Maybe not. I think she's thinking about it.
Okay,
tough question.
Yeah, right. What about you, Richie?
Yeah, you know, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, maybe I'm preaching to the wrong choir. 800-510-8255. In a moment, the 2020 News Quiz question, which actually is a historical perspective on something that we started using in earnest back during this week in 1996. So if you're a historian and can go back at least that far, you'll probably have a shot at winning our prize. But I know sometimes I get pretty philosophical about this stuff. But I think there's such deep-rooted frustration and anger and sadness among us in this country right now that we're looking at, we're being better.
What about sadness?
Well, the fact that Herman Cain won the Florida straw poll gives me, not that I necessarily am a supporter or not of Herman Cain, but the fact that the news media has been so sort of, I want to say, against this guy, he doesn't have a lot of money, and to see him surging the way he is gives me a little hope and faith that people are actually getting and going beyond the traditional news media, actually finding out what this guy is saying. People are excited about his 999 tax proposal, which is the closest thing, Richie, to the tax ideas that you and I have.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, when you think about it, that a lot of people are very enthusiastic, but they're actually doing the work to understand what the man is saying.
Even if he doesn't even come close to winning, just the fact that somebody's acknowledging his thoughts and ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing that will change it is the corruption.
At the switch.
Right. The corruption that's coming from the big money packs to push Romney and Perry and these other people. This guy has none of that. And I heard a reporter this morning say that, don't worry, the big money from the big money candidates will overtake Cain and his ability to communicate his own message. What kind of an indictment is that of the system?
Exactly.
Woo! 19 after on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You can't keep cold weather from coming, but you and your vehicle can be ready when it gets here. O'Reilly Auto Parts helps you prepare with big savings on the things you need to care for your car or truck, like oil, antifreeze, and wiper blades. Get your vehicle in shape for the season and save at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Jennifer, do you love us?
I love you.
All right. That's good. We're happy. Richie and I were worried about you there for a moment.
I was worried about you.
There we are, all worrying about each other. That's what true love is all about. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
The case against a 70-year-old California woman has been dropped after she was mistakenly sued for allegedly illegally downloading porn. 70-year-old woman downloading porn. She said she is innocent. She has no idea how the porn even got on her computer. And today her husband said, yeah, me neither. Yeah. I don't know. Congratulations. The New York Times this week, they won five Pulitzer Prizes this week.
Yeah.
Won five Pulitzer Prizes. I read about it online on Google News.
Hi, it's 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Best Day program. Are you ready for our 2020 What Was It quiz?
Yes, what was it? What was that noise?
Hi. Oh. This is something that'll be interesting to have you guys react to this. Richard probably get it right off. What was the first true 64-bit system used for video games? It opened for business, if you will, during this week in 1996. 800-510-8255. What was the first true 64-bit system used for video games? Video games become very important business, part of the landscape, our cultural landscape here in this country. It all started with this particular gaming system. What was it? 800-510-8255. The first true 64-bit system used in video games. And if you want extra credit, you can tell us what the first successful video game was. I even remember this, and I didn't even play this, but I know, I just remember as I saw this, oh yeah, I remember that. It was, if I tell you too much more, it sort of gives it away. 800-510-8255. We've got some of our free e-food that's available as a prize. This stuff is wonderful stuff. People love, love, love. I hear more and more from people who send me notes that they love this e-food. It's not really frozen. All of the water is
freeze-dried.
Is taken out of it. And yeah, it's freeze-dried. Remember that song that was popular, Freeze-Dried?
It's freeze-frame.
And I didn't know it was freeze-frame.
Freeze-dried.
It's freeze-dried. It's dehydrated.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
But I was trying to be facetious, Richie.
I know you.
I was trying to call on people's innermost. What does he mean, freeze-dried? It's not freeze-dried. I bet we could come up with, though, if freeze-frame goes, freeze-frame, right?
Freeze-dried.
Yeah, freeze-dried. Why not? It's okay.
Freezer burn. Oh, it's a different song.
Yes, that is a different song. 800-510-8255. Okay. So, again, I'll repeat this one more time. This is a question about the first true 64-bit system, video gaming system, used. And it went back to this week in 1996. Okay? Got it? Got the question?
Don't have the answer, but I've got the question.
All right. 800-510-8255. There's some good news from the medical world. We'll have some news. Dr. Ken's around little bit. He's not around. But I managed to glean this. There's a study that's been done about the circulation in your body. Mm-hmm. Not that this is a new, this isn't a flash, let's put it that way. But it does sort of underscore or help those who don't like to exercise heavily. Even the smallest bit of exercise will help your heart. Your heart is so responsive. And this, by the way, applies more to women, interestingly enough, than men. In case you didn't know that. Women, for whatever there are more women having heart problems than are men in terms of sheer numbers. Did you know that, Jennifer?
Yeah, because you guys drive us nuts.
More, I didn't realize that it was my fault that women are having
everything
heart
is.
Problems. Yeah, of course it is. How foolish of me not to know that.
Duh.
Anyway, the least little bit of exercise for women will help your heart. It just, whatever you can do to raise the level of the circulation, which is a result of the pumping going better and faster and stronger, and that comes from a little bit of pressure. And that comes from walking or doing things that will just push your heart beat up a little bit faster. So be aware of that. It's kind of like the Andrea Metcalf theory of just make your muscles move.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With Halloween just around the corner, it seems like every destination suddenly has a resident ghost. Are you surprised? For decades, hikers have reported seeing the ghost of a woman named Ash Cave in Ohio's Hocking Hills. Around Halloween, visitors can explore the cave with an investigative team using infrared photography and other ghost-hunting devices. But the rest of the year, it's still possible to see the ghost. There are several hotels in New Mexico that claim to be haunted, including the Hotel Andaluz, where the ghost of a young woman is often spotted on the seventh floor. But what's really cool is the hotel is walking distance from Route 66, which has long been famous for its ghost sightings. Of course, there are those cities that we often associate with hauntings, like New Orleans and Charleston. But here's a surprise, Seattle. That's right, there are year-round ghost experiences exploring the legends of the Pacific Northwest, like the Seattle Museum of Mysteries and the underground tour of the city. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
His low voice.
His put on.
Are you going to succeed today as you set your goals, as you wake up, rise, and shine? Have you set your goals? Are you ready to succeed? Have you made your choices? Do you know what to believe in as you start this day, today, when you feel in your innermost being that you will achieve what you set out to do? The day is set the course for miracles. Today there's going to be a miracle, Jennifer.
I hope so. I'm ready.
You are.
My heart is open for a miracle.
All right. Are you ready for a miracle?
It'll be a miracle if I finish this project I've been working on for the past couple of months. That's my miracle.
Yeah, but you will finish it today.
I know I will.
You will finish it. Yes, you will. And if you need to leave us again and leave us in the hands of Michael, it's okay. We'll understand.
I'm going to have to. Yes.
Oh, God. Anyway, choosing.
You can look forward to that.
Rich is kind of on like a staycation.
Right.
He's not playing with us, but you know.
He's playing. He's got this new world order there. See, now we're video streaming on the Good Day website, DougStephan.com. That's all part of this whole thing, the new world order, and how easy it is. And not to get too inside into the business side of things, but I told Richie about a new. Is a one of the companies who produces a lot of the equipment that we use, a company locally here in Massachusetts called Comrex.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very creative, very good. The people that run it are wonderful.
Right.
And
right.
Have a new television. All of their work before had been in radio,
mm-hmm.
and now or audio, oh, yeah. And now they're doing video. But the video idea is basically the same as the audio idea. You can use the same technologies, it turns out. It's just you have to have more bandwidth because
right.
The picture takes up so much more. And the proof of that is if you look at the stream that we have at DougStephan.com, which is connected to your computer or whatever it is that you have down. If you're downloading us, listening to the audio, or watching this video, it doesn't seem like it's not the same video as you would see if you're watching a television program because it is using a certain amount of bandwidth, and listen to me sound like I know what I'm talking about. But I think I'm on safe ground here, aren't I, Richie?
Careful.
You sound okay, though.
So far.
Right, okay. So it uses more bandwidth, therefore it moves slower down the pipes that we have available for it, and therefore it doesn't look like you're watching a television show.
And sometimes that's why you look like you're doing the robot.
Right, exactly, the kind of robotics.
But it's not our pipes. Our pipes deliver it to the Internet. It's your pipes.
My pipes.
The end user's pipes.
It's not you, it's me.
That's right, exactly.
It's not our fault, it's their fault. Our fault is your fault.
Everybody has different internet connections.
You got it. Okay. All right. At any rate, speaking of the internet and the system, if you will, I've asked the question. Richie thinks I may have trouble, and I haven't told him what the answer was.
I know what your answer is.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. But the question may be on the – it may have been the nuance of the way I asked. There's a little bit of a tweaking.
Because you gave a specific year.
I did, right.
Which is why – yeah, you said 96, right?
I did. I said 96. Right. If you're just joining us, the question is
– But you also said what was the first.
Yeah. The
you
first
did.
True. True is the operative word.
So my friend on Facebook here who listens to the show, yeah. Kateria and Doug, they said that it's Atari and the game Pac-Man. Is that correct, sir?
No, that is not correct.
Oh. 800-510-8255.
You might be in trouble.
Ned says it's Atari, and he just hung up. And let's see here. Joey says it's Atari. Right, Joey?
That is correct.
What makes you think it's Atari?
Well, the way you posed the question and the fact that I had just woke up, so.
I was with you when you said the
first video gaming system, so.
Yeah, don't back down, because I think you're probably partially right. Yeah.
True. The operative word here is true. The first true 64-bit system. The others claimed to have used the 64-bit system, but apparently they did not.
No, no. When they say true, that's not what they mean.
What do they mean?
As in you're lying. When they say true, is the one you're reading, does it say true?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What that means is that it was all 64-bit. It wasn't just using 64-bit for one process of the game.
Yeah.
They were using 64-bit for the whole game.
Whole game. Yep.
Yeah. Right. So you may be right there, because right. In 1993, Atari definitely did release the Atari Jaguar video game console, right. which includes some 64-bit wide data.
I think
paths
if you put me on the stand. Like Conrad Murray.
I'm helping you here. Don't fight me.
Okay.
you are right.
Thank you.
Now I'm just trying to help you understand.
Thank you very much. All right. Hold on. Joey, thanks. Do we want Joey to hold on for a second?
He wins because he was right.
Right. It
was
sort
the
of
first.
Right. But he's not
bit.
Really right. He's not really.
It just wasn't the first
true. Right.
64-bit.
Okay. So we'll give him some credit.
Sure.
Here's John in Lake City. John, what do you say?
I think it's the Commodore 64.
Yeah, you agree with that, Steve, who's in Palm Springs?
Yes, I was going to say it will be a miracle if I get that right, but yeah. I also believe
it will be a miracle because it's not right. Huh? But you know what? We all think about the first. I remember in 94, 95 when the Commodore 64 came out, I got one of them for my children. And
yeah, now, was the first game Pong?
The first game was not Pong.
Yeah, Pong was an Atari. That was the first. The Atari was out before Commodore 64.
Yeah, but we're backing.
Yeah.
I'm falling back on Richie on this one. All right, Steve, thank you. And John, appreciate that. 800-510-8255. Doug is in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Welcome to Good Day, Doug.
Hey.
Hello? Yes, sir. So what do you think it was, the first true 64-bit system used for video games?
Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis. All right, Richie, where is that?
Sega.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
Sega.
Sega was right around in there, but it wasn't before the one.
That's a good guess, though.
It's a good guess, but it wasn't before. There were two others before the Sega Genesis.
Very good guess. All right, Roberts in Evansville. More and more people. How come I'm getting so much more caller action from Evansville? What's going on, Robert? How come people are paying attention to this program?
I guess a lot of people are going to work early today.
All right. Well, that's good. And they're listening to Bergen. Nothing wrong with that. So what do you think the answer is?
I think the answer is the Nintendo 64.
Why do you think the Nintendo 64 is the right answer?
Because, duh.
Because I got one for Christmas in 1996, and it's got 64 in the name.
There we go.
Yeah. You're smart.
Yes. Yep. The Nintendo 64 video game system was the first true 64-bit system. Now, for all the marvels, Robert, what was the first game, the big game that sold about a half a million? They sold about a half a million of these pretty much at the same time the Nintendo 64 came out.
I think it was Super Mario 64.
You are right, sir. That's very good. Super
nice
Mario.
Job. He knows
64.
His stuff.
All right, so what was Super Mario all about? What was that game about? You remember?
Some Italian.
You control Mario.
On the run.
And you got to save the princess. from the evil King Bowser, and you got to fight his little henchmen along the way and figure out puzzles.
And my son still plays that game on the Wii now, and it's Mario Galaxy is the latest one. And, man, it doesn't look anything like the games we used to play.
And you can pick up money along the way.
Yeah. In what way does it not look? What do you mean? In what way does it not look like?
It's the graphics. I mean, on the ones we used to play, it was like this little character, cartoonish looking, who would go sideways and go up and down.
Kind of like Pac-Man.
It was kind of, now it's almost three-dimensional in the graphics. I mean, you're flying through space.
You can actually
smell
Mario when he sweats trying to run to Princess Peach or whatever her name is.
Pretty much. It's just, it's amazing the difference. Hmm. Amazing.
All right, so Robert, you win yourself some e-food, which is pretty cool. Have you heard us talking about it and you know why we like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, hold on just a second. We'll send you some of that, and we appreciate all the people who try to figure that out. So, Richie, you saved me. Thank you, as you do so often.
It's my job.
Yeah, I understand. It's not easy sometimes, but...
No.
At any rate, it's... listen, there are lots of different ways of interpreting some of this stuff. I try to put a word sometimes in, and not to catch you, but just to get you to drill down, because even I, and I, listen, everybody knows that I'm no expert when it comes to this sort of thing, but when I read something and I pick up a nuance from it, sometimes I'll go dig around a little bit more. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I sound foolish. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. That's the way it is. All right. So here's a story that I find. Actually, I don't know if this is a story. The poll today got me to look around and figure out what it was that we have for information at DougStephan.com about this item. And I found it. If you look, we have these boxes at DougStephan.com with the Queen of Cheap. Mm-hmm. We have Better Living. We have Phil Lempert. So Phil Lempert today has taken a look at the most popular seafood picks. You know, Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru.
That's right.
And he has so many things that help you with your shopping, understanding how the supermarket system works. He's the expert in this country, and I'm happy to have him associated with the program. And today he lists the most popular seafood selling in our country today, because it is coming in terms of what people know about beef and chicken.
Fish sticks.
More and more people.
Is that right?
I'm not sure about it. Maybe flounder.
Okay. Right.
So here's the poll today at Doug's. Yeah, piranha. The poll at DougStephan.com. What's your favorite kind of seafood? Is it crab, shrimp, lobster, fish? Others, I don't like seafood. It's actually a misnomer, because some of that stuff isn't really seafood and fish.
Yeah, I always thought that was
necessarily the not the same thing.
If they swim in the ocean, it's fish.
Yeah, well, but
or lobsters, in a lake.
Lobsters are not fish; they're crustaceans, and so are shrimp and crabs.
They're like cockroaches that you dip in butter. Enjoy, enjoy that $100 lobster.
It's all, and shrimp's the same thing. Crab, all of them. Our bottom feeders, they eat garbage at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm. I know.
And then you like them. You're making
no,
the
I
under.
Don't.
Yeah, I know. Think about it a little bit.
Crabs are my favorite seafood.
And that's why,
I
by the way.
I can give you some.
I'm sure you can.
Nice. Okay.
There was never any doubt.
I'm going on.
Mean, Rich.
Thank God. Here we go. Let me fix your feet. The question of the week for those who have tired, achy feet. I actually had a joke. Yesterday we were moving some cows around. And people that were working with me listen on the air, and they've heard these Dr. Scholl's commercials. And we had one of the cows who had a little problem with her foot. And so I just said, not thinking that people were actually listening, hey, let's bring this cow down to Dr. Scholl's and get some custom fit.
Could you imagine what that machine would think if you put a hoof there?
It might be worth something anyway. People will remember the story, Jennifer. That's what it's all about. I want you to remember about Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotic inserts. Here is what you do. You go to a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, which you can find by going to drscholls.com. They have a revolutionary foot mapping technology there, which will measure your arch type and pressure points. And then they'll recommend the custom fit orthotics that will be best for you, your individual feet. That's how this thing works. It gets it right down to the individual to you. After all, that's what you want. You need to. It's hard. Some people buy shoes online. I've never understood how you can do that. How do you buy a pair of shoes that you don't try on? I haven't.
I think it's weird too, but many people do.
Yeah, hard to do it. At any rate, the Dr. Scholl Custom Fit Orthotics, guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combo of comfort and support, which will, of course, relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you get your money back, and nothing could be much better than that, right? DrScholls.com. Visit that site. Find the closest store and try out the Dr. Scholl Custom Fit Orthotics Plan. You will start feeling so much better and will therefore be able to do so much more. It's very cool. DrScholls.com.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Possibly one of the most difficult habits to form is to learn to think before we speak. You know, our mouth sometimes reminds me of a wild animal. You know, we just open it and out flies all these things that later we think, oh, I didn't mean to say that, or I wish I wouldn't have said that. We need to learn how to think before we speak. And that can only happen if we slow down in life a little bit. I think today we move so fast and things are just happening so fast in our life that we say a lot of things without thinking. Sometimes the best thing we can do is say nothing at all. You know, we talk about the power of words, but there's actually sometimes great power in speaking no words. You may need to talk about a problem, but choose to even talk about your problems in a positive and a hopeful way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Yeah, there's that guy with the big voice. That's Michael Jackson, in case you didn't know that.
Nice.
All right. There's also good news for the diet department. A Mediterranean diet may help add 15 years to your life.
Let's do it.
That he done among a lot of women all around the world who went on to the so-called Mediterranean diet, which is just about the oils that you cook in more than anything else, isn't
fruits,
it?
Fruits, vegetables, olive oil, and protein.
Yeah. I'm cooking all my food in fruit.
And hummus, I think. I think that's a food group.
Hummus. 51 after on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Three past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's technology time. So we have the technology tailor plus some tidbits.
A tidbits, yes.
That's like that's a kibbutz, but it's not in Israel.
Like with kibble.
Yeah, right. Kibbles and bits. The poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, are you friends with your parents on Facebook? Let's see here. 32% said, with my children, but not my parents. We asked it, okay, you're in the middle. Richie, would you be, if Richie were the example, if Jennifer were the example, and more Richie because he has children. So, are you friends with your children? No, because
way
they're too young.
Way to rub that in.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Oh. Is a way to rub that in if she had children?
We were just talking about
whatever.
Having children off there. I wasn't, that was not in my mind at all. I apologize.
Nice.
I have to apologize to Rich for some of the things I say. I have to apologize to you for some of the things that I say.
You're just in trouble all over the place.
I am in trouble everywhere.
Okay, so Rich, yes, would you be friends with your kids on Facebook since you have them?
When they are old enough to have a Facebook page, they will have no option other than to be friends with me.
Oh.
And, I agree.
And I actually created my parents' Facebook page, so yes, I am friends with them. And
wow, you're in trouble. You're like creating everybody's page.
They wanted to be able to see the grandkids and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. So, I made it up for them, and I put the pictures in for them and everything. So,
all right. So 32% said, with my children, but not my parents. 23% said, yes, we talk and post on each other's pages all the time. 20% said, that's too weird. I'm not connected with either of them on Facebook. Let's see here. 13% said, with my parents, not my children. 11% said, I'm not on Facebook, so not.
I think
work.
There should be a rule. If you're old enough to have children, then you shouldn't be afraid to be Facebook friends with your parents.
Really?
Don't you think?
Yeah. What,
I mean, because why wouldn't you be?
Get over it.
Did we ask that question on our Facebook page?
No, we did a bunch of other stuff yesterday.
Why
we talked
did we
about
ask that? Yeah, what else?
We did. We talked about business advice yesterday because we had on Andy Greenberg.
Right.
And so we talked about some good advice that people had given you in business. And we got some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Beverly Anderson said, watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves. And she said that's working for her. Stephanie
Watch the
Lawrence,
pennies, comma, the dollars,
and the dollars
will
work.
Themselves. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Stephanie Lawrence says never take advice from someone who is not doing what you want to do or from someone who's broke. Good point. Uh-huh. Take advice from someone who is successful and in the place you want to be. Mm-hmm. And then Linda Fullerton said, Tim Owens, have you seen that movie?
No.
One of the greatest movies ever. I'm not sure what that is, but I'll look into it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
There you go.
All right, technology, Taylor Alice Goldfein is here. Guess who's likely to change the rules in the tablet computing game? Alex will have his expose. The answer is next, and the amazingly low price for this product. All will be revealed here on Good Day in a Moment.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Big news from Amazon. The company launched a 7-inch Android tablet called the Kindle Fire. Let me tell you what it does, and while I do that, try to think about how much it might cost. Try to formulate a number in your head. The Kindle Fire can browse the web, play games, access your Kindle electronic books, do email, and most interesting, it gives you access to Amazon's video. Of course, Amazon competes with Netflix and Apple's iTunes when it comes to selling and renting digital books and TV shows. So, what can't it do? No camera, no wireless 3G access, no microphone, and there's only 8 gigabytes of storage. The iPad has up to 64 gigabytes of storage. Now, various Android devices will go that high as well. So, how much do you think it is? Not $799, which is the cost of the high-end iPad. Not even $499 or $399, which is how much many Android tablets cost. No, the Kindle Fire costs just $199, and that is what might make it a game-changer. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days, free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary, quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
There's a report that finds Facebook is saving up to 800 pages of personal information on you if you're on Facebook. Can you imagine that?
I have.